you know, it was kind of a bit of an anxious transfer window for me because it kind of got to the last day and, you know, Preston a couple of days before, you know, expressed their interest and kind of it went away, and then on the last day it came back alive again. So, because I think Steve Guppy with Ireland is quite close with the manager here, and he spoke to me and he said, "Do you fancy it?" You know, the last day, and I said, "Yeah, let's do it," because I wasn't sure what else was going to happen. There were another couple of things, but you know, when I heard that I could have came here, so I just said, let's do this. I think this is the best place for me. And you know, after speaking to the manager, I think 100% made the right decision.
There's one or two reports saying you might be going abroad, wasn't there, on deadline day? Was that one of the options that you could have gone somewhere?
Yeah, that was a possibility. Yeah, I've already left abroad though, so I've done that. I didn't know if I really fancied doing it again, but to be honest, you can only take what's in front of you. You know, at that particular moment, that was the best option. But you know, until Preston came in, that was kind of where I was going to be going. But thankfully, you know, I didn't have to go back abroad again. And not that I'm saying I didn't want to do it, but ideally I would have liked to stay in England. And you know, I'm grateful that the manager gave me the opportunity to do that.
It's quite bizarre transfer deadline day, isn't it? There's stories you hear from players and managers and yours. You're away with Ireland. You're about to play in a game for your mate Robbie Keane. And then everything happens. And did you have to break the news to Robbie? "Sorry, mate, I can't play."
Like, you know what he's like. I've played in plenty of games with Keane anyway, so it's I don't think he would have bothered. And I said to the manager, "Look, I've not got anything sorted. I'm going to be having to stay back and sign some things." So, and he was totally fine about that. I mean, it was a friendly game, albeit it was his last game, but no, it's part and parcel of football, isn't it?
Has it been a frustrating year for you to have been with Everton, with Sheffield Wednesday, and last season just didn't go right for you, did it?
No, it didn't. Probably last year and a half has been really frustrating. You know, I've struggled to get, especially Everton, struggled to get a run of games together. Then last season, the first half of last season, never played at all. Sheffield Wednesday kind of started okay, and then you know, I kind of fell out the manager's plans and a few various issues there. But and then obviously started this season with a fresh start, thinking you know, new manager coming, and thinking we'll at least see what happens. And then you know, just after a week pre-season, I was told I wasn't going to be in his plans. So you know, basically I had to. I don't want to sit here, you know, and just see out my contract. I want to go and play football somewhere. I'm glad that I was able to do that. So that's why I signed a season long loan, and I want to just get back playing football and you know, help the team.
Do you kind of prefer that from a manager when he's turned to you and said, "Look, no hard feelings. It's best if you move on."
You know, at least he was honest and upfront. I would rather that than someone tell you how much they rate you and then not play. So he was honest and upfront, and I suppose that's all we can ask really.
I think the manager here has just been saying to us he sees two or three different areas where you can affect the team, so he doesn't see you as someone to play in one position. Do you like the sound of that? That one week you might be right, left, off the front?
That sounds great. Yeah, I mean, I can play on the left or the right, and he also mentioned to me about kind of playing off the front as well, which I've not done for a while, but I'm needed to do that, and you know, I'll grasp the opportunity with both hands. That sounds great. You know, listen, just for him to be saying that I'll be playing, like to get playing again is the main thing for me. So whatever I play, I'm not too bothered.
You never lost your Irish spot though, did you? Whatever happened, you were still very much in Martin O'Neill's thoughts.
I was still in the squads, but I lost my place in the team really. When I started being left out of squads at Everton, I lost my place in the starting lineup because I played all the qualifiers before the Euros up until, you know, possibly about halfway. And I understand that a manager can't be picking. To be honest, I was lucky to be getting in the squads because I wasn't playing at all. So, you know, he was loyal to me, which was good, and I ended up making the Euro squad. But, you know, that season I hadn't really played a lot of football. You know, and even then I made the squad just there when I've not played much at all either. So, you know, I'm obviously grateful to him for keeping me in the back of his thoughts, and hopefully now when I can get playing again and start playing well and try and get my place back in the team.
You've got plenty of experience from playing in different countries and different levels, Aidan. But do you see this move as a chance to show some people who maybe, let's say, have forgotten about you, but not realise the talent you've got? It's a good chance to really show people, "Hang on a minute, I'm not finished. I'm back here, and I'm here to prove a point."
Yeah, that's the plan. It's like I said, mate. I'm a couple of years at Everton. I've been a bit stop start. At the start, I was playing. I was in. I was out. Never really had a run of games together. So yeah, like you said, almost a forgotten man a little bit, but. That's not really what a tag I want to be labelled with.
and getting to meet the boys today, I'd imagine. Is there any that you know at all, or are you pretty much new to them all?
The only one I know personally is Greg Cunningham. I played with him a few times with Ireland, but the rest I know of, but I don't know personally. So it's quite strange walking into a dressing room, you don't know anyone at all, but like I've done it before anyway, so it's fine. The lads all seem friendly, so it's been fine so far.